This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with me, but he's actually here with me, but he's not here with me, if you know what I mean. He's not here in the studio. I happen to be in the studio of WRHU at Hofstra University. I love how clever these call letters are, Jay. Jay Kirshner is with me from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Radio Hofstra University. I had my teeth were cut at WHCR, Heidelberg College Radio. Clever we were then to call it, right? To see, that's how you get started.
Yeah, got started somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Where did you start? I don't think I know that about you. Where the first job? I don't think you. When
I actually went to film school. So I studied film and television, a big emphasis on acting, but my broadcast career started with Take Your Daughter to Work Days when it was unofficially Put Your Daughter to Work Days. I opened CDs that would come into my parents' office because they're broadcasters. I interned in high school for a morning show. So I learned what it was like to wake up at dark 30, back when I was still a teenager.
People have asked me, most of the time on the radio, I've been on the radio for a long time, and most of it has been in morning radio because maybe it was because I'm a farm kid, and I've been used to waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning all my life, so it's no big deal to get up at 4 o'clock and do a radio program or to go milk some cows. To make any difference, we still get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I hear people all the time who do morning radio who say, I'm not really a morning person, they make it work because they got to have a job or it usually is the best paying slot on the radio. You've got to kind of be up for it no matter what you do and what time of day. You need to be well suited for it, and you are well suited for this. So I'm happy to have you with me on the Good Day program, and here as we blend in.
I appreciate being here.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I would hope that's the case. Anyway, the story list and the people is usually Michael Harrison takes to the microphone and goes through that list, but because he's busy organizing his event at Hofstra, it's to us to go up to us to go through the stories and the people. If you would like to go through the stories and I'll do the people, or I'll do the stories, you can do the people, whichever you would like, Miss.
Yeah, I'll do the stories. Start at 10 or start at 1?
I'm going to start at 10.
Start at 10.
Count them down.
Extreme weather at number 10. You have Elon Musk and Twitter at number 9. Immigration, border security at number 8. Number 7 is COVID-19. Number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war. Kavanaugh incident at number 5, gun violence legislation at number 4. Number 3 is the January 6th hearings. Number 2 is the economy. And number 1, primaries, Trump and the GOP.
All right. People list, Elon Musk is at 10, Putin is at 9, Professor Kavanaugh, in a manner of speaking, I call him professor. I'd like to think all the members of the Supreme Court are experts. They're good teachers. They're learned, etc. So that's why I call him professor. Mitch McConnell is 7, Mike Pence is 6, Liz Cheney 5, Janet Yellen 4, Chesa Boudin is 3, Trump is 2, and Biden is 1. So I want to take the Mitch McConnell and Mike Pence combo here, 6 and 7, and apply those two names and their stories to the January 6th hearings that are going on. And if you give me a minute to organize my thoughts, because I just thought of pairing them all together, I will get to it right after this. So it's great business time for Calendar, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Without Michael Harrison this week, he'll be back next week. Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program has joined me. And I wanted to connect the story of Mike Pence and Mitch McConnell to the January 6th hearings. If you have been watching or listening or are involved in the House committee that's investigating the Capitol riot, they've had their first public hearings this week. They have been quite enlightening. Maybe they've been, some people are going to say that they're too one-sided, they're too anti-Trump, but really the point of having them is to figure out how Trump played into all of this. The evidence has 1,000 interviews, all kinds of photos. You saw some of them if you watched the committee. It's all over prime time on Thursday night. Never before seen video and audio. A lot of eyewitness testimony. The police officer, for example, that was there. The documentary filmmaker who recorded all the events. Accounts from former President Trump's aides, family members. 6 more hearings are scheduled over the next couple of months, focusing on a different aspect of the riot. So what comes out of this? McConnell has a lot to say. People are asking about leadership, both the House and the Senate. Excuse me, why weren't there orders, or why weren't they giving orders to have members of the House and the Senate protected?
And knowing how many people were going to be out there, because it was known that this was going to be a big turnout. So right. Why wasn't there already more security?
They'd known it for weeks. Trump had been whipping them up into a frenzy for weeks. And even the day of, this is going to be an exciting event, you know, that kind of stuff, which does seem kind of irresponsible when you get right down to it. But There are those people who say it's necessary. We've got to have a revolution. We've got to get rid of the bad guys. And the bad guys are always Democrats, and the good guys are always Republicans. And in reality, that's
and
not
vice
the case,
versa.
As we all know, right? So anyway, Trump is seen in the hearing video. As the vote was being taken on the reason it was January 6th is because that was certification day. That was the day the House and the Senate certified that Biden won the election and would be the next president. And so, it was a close vote, and Trump was chiding Pence into getting him to vote, to make it, you know, to send it back to the states to have a recount. And Pence didn't vote that way. And so that was the end of whatever relationship Trump had with Pence was over that day. And you can see it. You knew it after the fact. Mm-hmm. You've seen it since then. And so
that bridge was burned.
Yep. Right. But, you know, Pence became very outspoken. He was never much outspoken. And you know what? In reality, again, going back to who makes you make your bed and you lie in it, Pence was, and I remember saying this any number of times, he was what I described as a lackey for Trump. It was always mm-hmm. about, whenever he spoke, it was always about Trump, 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 Trump. The president wants this, the president is that. And it was clear that he was speaking to the boss or about the boss, and he took no credit for anything. He was a team player, in other words. And for as a thank you, he gets sort of thumped by Trump because he didn't do what Trump wanted him to do because he knew it wasn't right. And say what you will about, you know, some of the partisanship. The partisanship mm-hmm. seemingly has gone out the window here for the most part. With McConnell, he was all over this. You know, he said any number of times, the new president is Biden. He won fair and square. And, you know, although there's never been any love lost between McConnell and Trump because of the things that Trump has said about, you know, when you say and act the way Trump does, you don't have a lot of friends. And he sure doesn't. And it's kind of showing up now. I think if
yeah.
it was ever, you know, looking at the reality.
Yeah, fans,
of what's going,
but not friends.
Yeah. That's, very good. I like that. Fans, but not friends. People who think they went there on January 6th to protect the Constitution, how did they know? All they were doing was listening to Trump say, I was robbed of the election. They didn't have any facts. They didn't really know. They had things that they heard, the rumors through social media. But they didn't have any real facts. I must say, what little involvement we had in it, this was, I think this was before you were with me, wasn't it, Jay? Were you with me when that took place, or you hadn't?
No, I wasn't here yet. But yeah, it's been talked about so much. We're over 500 days past when it actually happened,
yeah,
and
right.
it still almost seems like yesterday because yeah. it has been in such focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trump thinks that he's using this all the notoriety coming from this to launch his next campaign. I think that if anything, this is going to hurt whatever chances he might have had or may have had, other than those who are the loyalists to the nth degree who want to see him president or dictator for life or whatever. If he ever had a chance after this, he doesn't, for being involved in elective politics anymore. At least I don't think he does. I can't imagine people. You know, I've never been a big fan of Liz Cheney's father. I thought he was sort of cut. He was a little, he had a little more savoir faire than Trump had, but he was a manipulator to the nth degree. Between him and Donald Rumsfeld, man, they were two of the biggest problems the country's ever had. But I think Liz Cheney has been pretty responsible, obviously. It'd be interesting to see what happens with her in her reelection bid.
All right, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so we'll continue along here, take some of these other items of interest. With regard to weather and climate change, Japan is doing something that I want to talk about with all of you, all of us, as we continue here.
Calm supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a little different venue this week because we're at the studios of the radio station at Hofstra University on Long Island, one of the great schools. Emerson, I was thinking about Emerson and how people have gone there and said that was a great school, and it is. I've actually never been into the radio studio there, but I've been invited here a number of times, so in my mind, this is a better place than the other place because I was invited here. And they have great facilities, so those of you who are parents who have children that are interested in radio, television, film, theater, that sort of thing, this is a great place to examine. Check it out. Hofstra. I love the... how do you spell that? H-O-F-S-T-R-A. Unusual name. Good school. Okay.
That sounds great.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, pretty much every week we have something about weather or climate change, that sort of thing. So listen to this, Jay. The Japanese this weekend are going to drop a gargantuan turbine into the Pacific Ocean so that they can harness what they describe as limitless energy. This has the potential for putting water power back into front and center. And this is something that I've never understood. We have, where I am in New England, almost every old town has a mill next to a river. And the reason they built the mills next to the river is because they could get all the power they needed from the water without having to pay for it. They'd install their own turbines, if you will. The turbines are what the Sikhs wear. The turbine would generate the electricity that was needed for the mill. And so now, and then from that, there were places like the Hoover Dam that was built with these huge turbines. The water was going through the dam, running the turbines to generate the electricity needed for that area, which included Las Vegas. So what's happened to that? Why have all these turbines been shut down? There were many of them all around the country generating a lot of our power, and they're gone. Where are they? Why aren't they being used? So, you know, when you look at harnessing the water, these turbines are going to go into the way down deep near the Earth's crust. The electrical energy because the water's warmer down there, it'll sort of create what steam turbines do. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that I understand the whole thing, but what I can tell you is that it is a brilliant way to get focus back again on water power. And so, you know, you have that. I brought up, I think, on the food, farm, and family portion of our Doug Stephan Good Day program, Jay, I brought up the fact that the powers that be in California are trying to shut down some of the water flow to farmers so they can kill, in essence, the biggest industry they have in California is food, farming.
Yeah.
And so the farmers need to have water. And so the state says, oh, well, we're going to take some of your water away, so thus ruining that business. And instead of taking the common sense approach, which whenever they're asked, there's never an answer from a politician or a bureaucrat when asked about two things in California. Arizona and New Mexico have water capturing facilities. What do they call them, cisterns or something like that? I forget what the thing is called, but I think it's a cistern. It's a big concrete tub, if you will. You collect the water when it rains, and you use it for the obvious reasons. Same thing with desalinization. You know, even the environmentalists don't have a real problem with desalination. So what are you doing?
What's the holdup?
Yeah, exactly. You got oil drilling wells all up and down the coast of California, so why not purify some of the water? What a bunch of dummies. Okay, it's the 28 past the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Representative Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois, says he hopes the Department of Justice charges former President Donald Trump if the evidence reaches the threshold to prove that Trump pushed an election fraud conspiracy that spurred the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
What's most important to me at this moment is to make sure that the vast majority of Americans understand that the country's at threat.
The comments from Kinzinger follow the first of six public hearings of the committee. A family trip to Massachusetts has ended in tragedy, with a mother dead and her six-year-old son missing. The family of six were fishing Thursday when two of the children entered the water. The mother jumped in to save them, then went under and was found by rescuers. After life-saving efforts were performed at the scene, she was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead.
This is USA Radio News. Federal health officials are probing several multi-state outbreaks of salmonella infections linked to backyard poultry. More than 200 Americans have been stricken so far this year, including one death. A total of 219 illnesses have been reported across 38 states, including 27 hospitalizations and one fatality in Tennessee. The true count is likely much higher, as many people recover without seeking medical care. The COVID-19 pandemic has reversed an age-old rule whereby automobile customers had bargaining power over dealers because they could always shop around for a better deal or negotiate a discount on vehicles which were widely available. But today, dealers are setting prices and oftentimes charging a premium and sticking to them. In some cases, consumers can end up paying thousands of dollars above sticker price. A chip shortage together with factory shutdowns have limited capacity. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Okay, 34 after the hour, 26 before the new hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts listed at talkers.com and also at dougstefan.com. The week of June 6 to 10 is in the focus. People say, wait a minute, there's 5 days in the week. How come there's only four numbers? Duh. June 6th is 1, 7 is 2, 8 is 3. 9 is 4 and 10 is 5. How do you like that, Jim? I'm on top of it. Pretty good.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, I feel like we tend to go to math and it's like, wait a second, 10 minus 6 is 4, but it's like, no, we're not looking at a difference. Each number counts.
The fact that January 6th is the big deal, one of the things that came out of, and I don't know, isn't it funny? Because I've done this poo-pooing of this all along. You haven't listened. Well, you've listened to me a little bit on the DJ. We don't talk about this stuff much on the DJV. I mean, we didn't on the DJV show, and we don't on Doug Steffen's Good Day. I don't like to get into a lot of politics because it usually goes no place, and it's not fun in the time of day that we're on, which is early morning and morning drive and mid-morning. For the most part, most of the stations, the carriers are in there, and people don't want to be hit over the head. They seem to like it later in the day when you listen to what's around.
Yeah.
But in the morning, not so much.
Political talk is so, it's just something to be so passionate about. And opinions typically go one way or the other, and so if it's not, if something's said that's not shared with your own opinion, it can be difficult. And, it's just too much arguing anymore within the parties, across parties,
politicians
fight.
There's more to life than politics and government and stuff. As we find out, the list is, has been much more varied over the years than it in the last year or two. It's been all about politics, and I think that came from the Trump era, and the things, the ramifications to our economy that have come out of that. And all right, so I want to get to a couple of things. I am going to go back to January 6th for a minute, and I think we ought to talk about what happened with Brett Kavanaugh this week. The members of this committee have described it as an attempted coup. That is the January 6th attack. Now, when I hear that, I think of the intention of those words. And the intention, in my mind, of those words is to describe a takeover of the government, something that you would expect in Russia, in China, in some country in the Middle East or down in Africa. But I never, ever put those words together in association with my country. And so, you know, it's kind of scary.
You think that stuff doesn't happen here? Well, it's happening now.
No. I remember, you don't because you weren't alive. I remember when Richard Nixon was cast aside, was impeached and resigned, and Gerry Ford stepped in, and in his first speech, his first words were, "Congratulations to America. Ladies and gentlemen, our Constitution works." Those are his words. And I remember it like it was yesterday. The Constitution works, referring to the fact that Nixon resigned, and in a peaceful change of power, he, Gerry Ford, became the new president. And there wasn't much support for Nixon at all, mostly because what he had done was pretty scurrilous, and frankly, he wasn't a likable guy, so it was easy for people to cast him aside. You know, you get to the circumstances that exist today. Trump's not a likable guy either, but he actually, in many people's minds, including mine, accomplished a lot more. And whatever he's done to get in people's faces, he's been pretty upfront about it. There weren't too many secrets. Like with Nixon, you know, the tape recordings and what he called Jews.
Oh, Watergate,
how he referred to black people. I mean, he wasn't a nice man.
It was not great. But the thing about Trump, too, he entered the seat as president a businessman. He didn't come in as a politician. And I think that the reason, a large reason why he was voted in the first place was because people were sick of politicians.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, bearing fruit to that, the politicians that are running things now, Biden doesn't seem to be in control. Every time he speaks, somebody comes after him and cleans up whatever his words were. And he even said, I think in public a few weeks ago, I wish people would stop telling, you know, coming on after me and saying, this is what I meant. You know, he's the boss, so he should be telling them not to do it. He shouldn't be saying it publicly, like, I wish people wouldn't, I say what I am thinking, and that's it. The people shouldn't be coming around afterwards and saying, well, this is what the president really meant. The president meant what he said. Like on this program or any other program, we say what we think and what we mean, and hopefully you do in your lives as well. What good is conversation? What good is listening if you're, you know, a lot of the stuff, though, may be reflective on social media, Jay, and that the things that appear in social media may not be what people really think. It's a, you know, a way to stir things up anyway.
Oh, there are a lot of people. I actually have a friend who will, he's one of those people that will go and chime in on different conversations he sees happening, and he'll say things that he doesn't himself believe, but he just wants to stir the pot because then he wants to watch people freak out and everyone starts attacking each other, and he just reads the comments, and you have so many people like that, and it's not right. It's definitely not right because so many people believe what anyone says.
Yeah,
and
they listen.
It is
they don't
just
think for themselves.
Heartbreaking.
And that's part of the problem with our school system.
Yeah.
Youngsters are not being taught how to think. They're being taught what to think. So anyway, we've got this partisan argument now going on. The stage has been set with the first hearing. The political discourse is if you'll pardon the pun, riotous, if you will. Some of the Republican Party officials are talking about this as legitimate political discourse. Kevin McCarthy, who has been pretty out there, when somebody from the Republican Party said this wasn't good, he's trying to soften it. And McCarthy, who has said on behalf of some of the Republicans, you know, there are a lot of Republicans say it was a patriotic attempt to defend freedom. But it wasn't, really. It was a mob. And there's no patriotism involved in being a mob.
Some of the people, I believe there were a lot of people that went there to protest in a good manner. Without,
I'm all for protesting.
But it was the other ones that had to ruin it for everybody.
Right. You don't smash windows. You don't punch police. You don't threaten members of Congress. You don't put a noose out there and say you're going to hang the vice president if he doesn't do vote the right way. Who does that? Unless, you know, there's a lot of stuff.
Unwell people.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, and who's after him? Who is after him, by the way? Who is, you know, there's a lot of people who are upset, obviously, about Roe v. Wade, but is this deeper than that? And it's, by the way,
I don't
dangerous.
Know. It seems like a lot of this is from after that, the leak of a draft opinion showing the court poised to overturn Roe v. Wade, and with Mitch McConnell is even calling for Senate to pass a bill extending security to Supreme Court justices' families. Mm-hmm. He said that, like, this needs to happen. The Supreme Court justices, there needs to be more security. Security needs to be for their family. But, yeah, look at Kavanaugh, who had somebody who was making threats against him and then actually showed up to his house armed.
Yeah. And so what is, so do we have to, are we going to have to pass legislation to protect everybody who's in government? Are we going to have to put a fence around all government buildings? Are we going to have to put a fence around your town hall? Are we going to have to put a fence around all the schools in the country? And if that's the case, then we are lost. We are, as a country, lost. 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 I think that's the only way you can look at this. All right, let's pause for a moment here as we continue to review some of the thoughts regarding the News Talk Radio world for this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List from Talkers Magazine. Doug Stephan here going through a list. My name is not on the list. At number 10, the name on the list is Elon Musk, for rather obvious reasons. Number 9, most of the people on the list are here for obvious reasons. Vladimir Putin is at number 9. Brett Kavanaugh is at 8. Mitch McConnell at 7. Mike Pence at 6. Liz Cheney is 5. Janet Yellen is 4. Sessa Bodine is 3. Donald Trump is 2. Joe Biden is 1. As you can imagine, I don't know if you've been watching these hearings. I have a renewed interest, if you will, in them, given some of the input, some of the video, some of the things that have gone on this past week in the hearings. So it's obvious that's why Donald Trump is at number 2 and Liz Cheney is at number 5. So those things all get explored as we go through our Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
So it's great business time for Caliber, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with the overview of the list of the stories for this week, week of June 6th to the 10th, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at DougSteffen.com and at Talkers.com. At number 10, the weather, the elements of extremity, if you will. Look at all the things that happened in New Jersey during the past week. The number 9 item on the story list has to do with Elon Musk. At number 8, immigration, border security, that sort of thing. It seems to be almost a natural here every week. COVID is 7. Russia and the war is number 6. The Kavanaugh incident's number 5. Gun violence is 4. January 6th is 3. That's zoomed back up in my mind to a very important position, and I'll tell you why during the course of our countdown. The economy's number 2 and the primaries number 1. Those are the stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
All right, a couple of more minutes here in our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the idea of the war and its position on the list at number 6 seems to be going up and down. There are a lot of dead cities, it would seem, Jay, now in eastern Ukraine that have just been ravaged by the Russians and their attacks. You look at, and when I say dead cities, I mean destroyed. There's no infrastructure left. The roads are destroyed. The buildings are all destroyed. There's no power. There's no water. There's no livable conditions. Every home, every business, everything has been destroyed.
It's gone.
Right. This weekend is the 350th anniversary of Peter the Great's birth. He was one of the great czars, emperor of Russia, in fact, and he was a big conqueror. So Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, compared himself to Peter the Great.
Of course he did.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
Was that way he was speaking with the young entrepreneurs in Moscow?
I think so.
He also was hinting at further invasions.
Yeah,
which,
right.
Of course, there's nothing to hint about. This guy's going to keep going until
nobody's stopping him. This is the vagaries of allowing nuclear power to have gotten where it is. The individual state has more value than the collective. Well, the United Nations, if it had any teeth, would have long ago taken away from everybody the power to build nuclear weaponry. Now it's out of the box. There's too much of it. Who knows in whose hands it rests? You don't trust Putin. I don't know that I trust some of our leaders with the switch, the button, whatever they want to call it.
And if he is, what purpose would that serve? Because there's just too much fallout.
The Earth will survive. Humanity. I mean, sort of reminds me of an old George Carlin bit. The Earth will survive nicely after we're gone. And so we keep doing this kind of stuff, and that's what's going to happen. All right, we've done our best to bring you up to date on the stories, some of the talk and the jargon on talk radio programs around the country. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at 10 before the hour on the Countdown.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here this week with Jay Kirshner, and I have gone outside the top 10, Jay, to come up with, this is something that every once in a while I think is kind of fun, to go just outside the top 10 to stories, for example, at number 11 this week. It couldn't fit into the top 10, but it certainly has been on people's minds. The baby formula and the whistleblower. Abbott and Abbott Pharmaceuticals, the ones that make most of the baby formula, and some government officials were alerted about the concerns of the baby formula by a whistleblower, a former employee who filed a complaint in February against Abbott. And so you wonder sometimes when somebody like this that's disgruntled files a complaint, is there something real to it? And it seems that there must have been, because the plant voluntarily shut down after a number of youngsters were diagnosed with a bacterial infection after they consumed the formula that came out of the facility where this fellow worked. So he must have known something.
And the complaints of the bacterial infections and for infants, it's just so much.
Yeah. Well, the baby formula market is huge. You've seen a lot of the freighters that are coming to America, various airports, with hundreds and thousands of bottles of formula coming from Europe, because even though the problem seems to be subsiding somewhat because they're bringing stuff in from elsewhere. What's the story of this plant? Number one question being asked. Number two question, the right question is, why does one company control pretty much the entire source of baby formula in the country? I think that's a question we all ought to be examining. Okay, so that's number 11.
Look at what happens when that happens.
Exactly. Okay, number 12, just outside of the top 10, the Saudi Arabian Golf Tournament. This is the first time they've had a golf tournament, and so it debuted this past week, first event in the, this is Saudi Arabia, but playing, there's no golf courses, so they're playing in London, apparently, if I've got the story right.
They're Saudi-backed.
Yeah, right. But the PGA Tour in America doesn't want anything to do with it, so they're telling men who are and women who are part of our PGA Tour to not play. So is that holding, or some of the people like Phil?
Oh, Mickelson? Yeah, no. The PGA Tour has suspended 17 golfers already, including including Phil Mickelson, yeah, Justin Johnson. This is a big deal for PGA.
Yeah. All right. Number 13, as we extend the list of the top 10 to perhaps the top 15, just outside of the top 10, monkeypox. That same picture of the black woman with her hands shows up every time there's a story. Every television station, any pictures that you see online, it's the same pair of hands, which tells you something, because there are only like 20 people in America who have this, and a few up in Canada, a few here and there. This has been one of these media frenzies, getting people scared, in my mind, about really nothing. I don't know how you look at it, Jay, but this is a bunch of nonsense.
It just seems like there's always something. And the latest is that there's a third probable monkeypox case under investigation on Oahu in a patient with no travel history. So trying to figure out where one came from.
Transferred through sexual contact. But now this week we saw something about it being transferred or transmitted through the air. So that's something to watch. Number 14 on our possible top five extras on the countdown has to do with a Webb Space Telescope. Do you see this? This is the newest of all the space telescopes, and it was hit apparently by what they've described as micrometeoroids. And apparently it knocked it off of its course a little bit. There's some photos that have just shown up. Pieces of
sized.
Yeah, right. Yeah, a very primitive asteroid. Remember, these things go back more years than you can possibly imagine. 300-400 million years, some of this stuff that's floating around out there. Wowie zowie. And number 15 of a possible extension to the Talk Radio Countdown list is Beyonce removing all of her pictures from social media. Why?
Yeah, her profile pictures are gone. All the other pictures remain, but her profile pictures are gone, which a lot of times artists will do to signify that, hey, something big's coming. So that's what a lot of fans are thinking. Is there going to be a new album? What's up? Something's in the works.
Wow. Do you care? Are you eager to see something new from Beyonce? Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Why not?
Yeah. Anyway, well, there it is. Just outside the top 10, we thought this would be an interesting way to look at some of the other stories this week. The issues on News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.